This is It Takes Two, Amy Eiler and JJ Gordon. A very happy 4th of July to you. JJ, I'm going to pose a question to you. This is a pop quiz, but if you had to start a new tradition on the 4th of July, what would it be? Like, everybody had to participate in it. It's like the barbecue that is now. It is the boat parade of the lakes. It is the 4th of July parade of Bonanzaville. It is the red, white, and blue streamers around your patio. It is what it is, a new tradition, and everybody is going to
try to make a world record attempt. So the 4th of July Independence Day is a truly unique American holiday, right? But to kind of rub it in the face of the rest of the world, what if we set a ton of world records on the 4th of July in the United States?
It just seems like too much work.
No.
We're trying to pare things down here. We're trying to just relax. We're trying to soak up the sun a little bit. We're trying to eat something good.
So and this can go into it.
Oh, okay.
So we had a guest not too long ago who talked about how he's a motivational speaker, and at his motivational seminars, he also tries to break a world record. Do you recall this interview?
Yes.
One of the records he broke of his own was someone threw a hot dog 50 feet and he caught it in a bun. I could do 51 feet and catch it in a bun. And he said the only thing is, like, it's got to be a cooked hot dog. It's got to be between 8 inches and, like, 7 inches in length. Da, da, da.
Okay.
So there's a lot of parameters. But what if people across the country were like, yeah, we're going to try and break world records today. It's awesome to watch on social media. Maybe some people do. Every year it's a bigger and bigger stunt. You could do something that's hot dog related. You could do something that is, you know, like the most
watermelon
number of
related.
People.
Ooh. Do you remember that video that I sent you recently of a guy who tried to explode a watermelon with rubber bands?
I do.
I don't know how many rubber bands that took, but I'm sure it was some kind of world record. I mean, that guy put probably hundreds, if not thousands of rubber bands around a watermelon until it exploded. I don't recommend this. It looked like it might have hurt when it did explode.
Right, because like the rind of a watermelon is thick.
Right, right. I don't recommend that, mm-hmm. but... you know, baseball. Yeah, there are a lot of options,
right?
And maybe ones that don't take as much effort as I'm thinking of.
Right.
But then the Guinness Book of World Record people would just absolutely hate the 4th of July. It would be like an accountant during tax season.
But here's the thing. It's just a regular work day for them, right?
Right.
Because the Guinness people are located in Scotland, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like they have to take a vacation day to do this, right?
True.
I'm just telling you, let's bring the 4th of July to the rest of the world and be like, world record day.
They'd be like, look at how ridiculous the Americans are. It just gets more and more ridiculous over there. They can't just celebrate a holiday like normal people.
Right.
They have to try to break world records. That seems very American of you.
I mean,
like, that fits our MO,
yeah,
doesn't
right?
it? Yeah.
How about you? If you're going to add something, if you're going to add a new,
this is something we do. I knew you were going to turn it on me, and I didn't have a good answer.
Mm-hmm. Like, half, all pizzas from, like, 10 to midnight are half price.
Yeah, you know, I wish there was, like, I mean, it's got all the foods that I like. Like, I love a good my aunt's potato salad on the 4th of July.
Peace, Al.
Right? That one's good.
The cold salads.
We do
that better than anyone else on the planet.
I love cold salads. Because I think we got the food down really well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the burgers, the brats, ribs at
our families. Of desserts. I mean, everything from parfait.
A lot of desserts.
This must be Cool Whip's big time of the year, right?
Probably is, yeah. Rhubarb, strawberry. You've got so many good things in season. Okay, I got to think about that. I don't know that I have a good answer. Other than I wish it would get dark earlier so that we could do fireworks earlier.
Ooh,
is there like some kind of, when the invention of like the drone,
The drone shows
instead of the fireworks, like could we do some of those during the daytime? I wish that was a thing.
You're not wrong.
Because it gets really late. It was so funny. I remember the first time we let our son stay up really late and go watch fireworks. He must have been like in the 3-ish area of life, about 3 years old. And he came out in his pajamas and his life jacket ready to go out on the boat to watch the fireworks and brought binoculars around his neck. And I was like, oh, buddy, if you need binoculars to see the fireworks, we're at the wrong show. Like, we shouldn't need binoculars. But it was really cute. He just had no idea what to expect. But if those could be a little bit earlier, because I'm getting a little bit older. Also, I don't, like, it just gets to be a little bit late.
But to me, I wish that more people were willing to coordinate their fireworks displays.
Yeah, that
right?
too.
To say, like, listen, we're going to start lighting off at 10:01 precisely. And so you get,
that
I've
is
never
always
experienced
a
movie thing where, you know, it's boom, 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 just nonstop. And like, I kind of want to see that, right?
Yeah, that's always, you're right about that. Well, happy 4th of July. However you decide to celebrate, we hope you have a happy and safe one. Thanks for being with us here on It Takes Two with Amy and JJ on the Mighty 790 and 104.7 FM.